Hello, hello, hello. Here's another episode from Marlenka from Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now. Does the past take up a great deal of your attention? Do you frequently talk and think about it, either positively or negatively? The great things that you have achieved, your adventures or experiences, or your victim story, and the dreadful things that were done to you, or maybe what you did to someone else. Are your thought processes creating guilt, pride, resentment, anger, regret, or self-pity? Then you are not only reinforcing a false sense of self, but also helping to accelerate your body's aging process by creating an accumulation of past in your psyche. Verify this for yourself by observing those around you who have a strong tendency to hold on to the past. Die to the past every moment. You don't need it. Only refer to it when it is absolutely relevant to the present. Feel the power of this moment and the fullness of being. Feel your presence. Are you worried? Do you have many what-if thoughts? You are identified with your mind, which is projecting itself into an imaginary future situation and creating fear. There is no way that you can cope with such a situation because it does not exist. It's a mental phantom. Now you can stop this health and life corroding insanity simply by acknowledging the present moment. Become aware of your breathing. Feel the air flowing in and out of your body. Feel your inner energy field. All that you ever have to deal with, cope with, in real life as opposed to imaginary mind projections, is this very moment. Ask yourself what problem you have right now, not next year, tomorrow, or 5 minutes from now. What's wrong with this moment? You can always cope with the now, but you can never cope with the future, nor do you have to. The answer, the strength, the right action, or the resource will be there when you need it, not before and not after. Do you find yourself thinking, well, one day I'll make it? Is your goal taking up so much of your attention that you reduce the present moment to a means to an end? Is it taking the joy out of your doing? Are you waiting to start living? If you develop such a mind pattern, no matter what you achieve or get, the present will never be good enough, and the future will always seem better. Why, that's a perfect recipe for permanent dissatisfaction and non-fulfillment, don't you agree? Are you a habitual waiter? How much of your life do you spend waiting? What I call small-scale waiting is waiting in line at the post office, in a traffic jam, at the airport, or waiting for someone to arrive, waiting to finish work, and so on. Large-scale waiting is waiting for the next vacation, for a better job, for the children to grow up, for a truly meaningful relationship, for success, to make money, to be important, to become enlightened. It is not uncommon for people to spend their whole life waiting to start living. Waiting is a state of mind. Basically, it means that you want the future. You don't want the present moment. You don't want what you've got, and you want what you haven't got. With every kind of waiting, you unconsciously create inner conflict between your here and now, where you don't want to be, and the projected future, where you want to be. This greatly reduces the quality of your life by making you lose the present. Now, there is nothing wrong with striving to improve your life situation. You can improve your life situation, but you cannot improve your life. Life is primary. Life is your deepest inner being, and it is already whole, complete, perfect. Your life situation consists of your circumstances that are your experiences. There is nothing wrong with setting goals and striving to achieve things. The mistake lies in using that as a substitute for the feeling of life, for being. For the only point of access for that is the now. You're then like an architect who pays no attention to the foundation of its building, but spends a lot of time working on the superstructure. For example, many people are waiting for prosperity. It cannot come in the future. When you honor, acknowledge, and fully accept your present reality, where you are, who you are, what you're doing right now, when you finally fully accept what you've got, and are grateful for what you've got, grateful for what is, grateful for being. Gratitude for the present moment and the fullness of life now. That is true prosperity. And it cannot come in the future. Then, in time, that prosperity manifests for you in various ways. If you are dissatisfied with what you have got, or even frustrated, or perhaps angry about your present lack, that may motivate you to become rich. But even if you do make millions, you will continue to experience the inner condition of lack. Deep down, you will continue to feel unfulfilled. You may have many exciting experiences that money can buy, but they will come and go and always leave you with an empty feeling and the need for further physical or psychological gratification. You won't abide in being and so feel the fullness of life now, which is alone true prosperity. So, give up waiting as a state of mind. When you catch yourself slipping into waiting, snap out of it. Come into the present moment, just be, and enjoy being. If you are present, there is never any need for you to wait for anything. So next time somebody says, "Oh, sorry to have kept you waiting," you can reply, "Well, that's all right, I wasn't waiting. I was just standing here enjoying myself, in joy, in myself." These are just a few of the habitual mind strategies for denying the present moment that are part of ordinary unconsciousness. They're easy to overlook because they're so much a part of normal living. The background static of perpetual discontent. But the more you practice monitoring your inner mental emotional state, the easier it will be to know when you have been trapped in the past or the future, which is to say, unconscious, and to awaken out of the dream of time into the present. But beware. the false, unhappy self, based on mind identification, lives on time. And it knows that the present moment is its own death, and so feels very threatened. It will do all it can to take you out of it, and it will try to keep you trapped in time. When you're on a journey, it's certainly helpful to know where you're going, or at least the general direction in which you're moving, but don't forget, the only thing that is ultimately real about your journey is the step that you are taking at this very moment. That's all there ever is. Your life's journey has an outer purpose and an inner purpose. The outer purpose is to arrive at your goal, your destination, to accomplish what you set out to do, to achieve this or that, which, of course, implies the future. But if your destination or the steps you are going to take in the future take up so much of your attention that they become more important to you than the step you are taking right now, then you completely miss the journey's inner purpose, which has nothing to do with where you're going or what you're doing, but everything to do with how. It has nothing to do with future, but everything to do with the quality of your consciousness at this moment. We'll pause at this place for today, and we shall continue with the next episode. You're listening to Marlenka. You're listening to Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now. See you next time.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.